C. Listening for details, page 7.
As you know, one of the first questions when a baby is born is it a boy or a girl? We think it's important to know this because when children grow up, their role in the world depends on their gender, at least to some degree. But nowadays, gender roles are changing, and besides, there have always been a few people who are not average, who do not follow the usual gender pattern. One person from history who did not follow her usual gender role was Hatshepsut. Around 150 years before Tutankhamun ruled ancient Egypt as pharaoh or king, Hatshepsut ruled for 21 years as the female king of Egypt. That's right, female king. Because there was no such thing as a queen as leader. A few women had filled the role of leader when their sons were too young to rule, but Hatshepsut stayed in power even after her stepson, Thutmose III, was old enough to rule. And she accomplished a lot while she was king. Up and down the Nile River, we can still see the monuments and buildings that were constructed or repaired while Hatshepsut was king. It seems that she did not want to be forgotten. Besides the buildings and monuments, we have a lot of art from the time of Hatshepsut. And what's interesting is that at first, Hatshepsut is shown with female characteristics. She was clearly a woman, but with the clothing and symbols of a king. For example, in one statue, she is seated and has the body of a woman, but is wearing the headdress of a king. In later years, we see the reverse. All of the later artwork shows her as a man, with male characteristics. We're not sure why Hatshepsut had her artists do this, but it may have helped her to keep power. It might have been easier for Egyptians to accept a man as king, or at least someone who looked like a man.